Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Hei, four lines on the top of Daf Samach Hei Omid Aleph. We ended off yesterday with a machlekes between Reb Asi and Shmuel as to the ability for a cotton to be koina. And Reb Asi stated, so when a cotton has enough understanding that if you give him a rack, he knows to throw it away, and you give him a nut, then he will keep it, then he can be zeich of himself, and he can still not be zeich for someone else. However, chayfetz machzir al achashah, if you give him a chayfetz and he returns it after a certain specified amount of time, then he has a higher level of understanding, and therefore he could even be zeich lacherim. However, Shmuel said, "Davida achasi," and Rav Chista explained, "Echadzeh ve'echadzeh," that according to Shmuel, zeich la'atzma, a cotton could only be zeich of himself, ve'in zeich lacherim, and he can never be zeich for others. Now, Gemara begins. Masa Rav Avya. Rav Avya asked the following question on Shmuel from Mishnah Mesechtas Ma'aseh Sheni, as the Mishnah states, "Marimen al Ma'aseh Sheni." Although we know it's a mitzvah to take your pairs of Ma'aseh Sheni to your shlayim and eat in your shlayim, however, if a person doesn't want to schlep all of his payers to Yushlaim, he could go and transfer the Kedusha to Ma'aseh Sheni onto Mice, and if he does so, he has to add on 20%, and he has to add on a Chaimish. However, if Reuven sells the Ma'aseh Sheni to a third party, and he sells it, for example, to Shimon, Shimon would not have to pay him this extra Chaimish, and he could save 20%. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that there is a way for Reuven to circumvent this 20% surcharge, and of course, he could always do so by selling this to a third party. However, the Mishnah over there is telling us that there's a way to circumvent this, even where Reuven wants to keep these payers and he wants to sell it to a related third party, and he knows that although he's transferring these payers to the third party, they will actually give it back to him. And the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, so a person says to his son or his daughter who are already gdailim, or to his Eved or his Shifcha who are Jews, and therefore, of course, we're talking about the Eved Ivri and the Omer Ivriya, that I want to give you $100, and now you'll take that $100 and you'll pay them my Maisa Sheni for me, and since you're a third party, then you won't have to pay the 20% surcharge. And ultimately, of course, the expectation of Reuven is that his children or his Eved or Shifcha will give him back these payers. And Rav Avya continues with his question, Hai Shifcha Yechidami, what type of Shifcha are we referring to? Ida Asir Beisarius, if she already had Beisarius and she was already 12 years old, and therefore she's a Gdaila, my boy Gabe, then why would she still be his Amavriya if we know the Pasuk says, V'yotzachinim and Kesef, and she goes out, Bisimanim, El Lav, Dlei Asir Beisarius? So must be talking about a case where this Amavriya is still a Ktana, and she did not bring Shtei Sarius, and even so, this Amavriya could be Zeicha in the money that the master gave her, and she's also able to acquire the Pirus from her master. And Rav Avya therefore asks on Shmuel, the Elchir we see in this case, that Ktana has the ability to be Zeicha Lachirim, and the Rishayim asks that how can you bring a Raya that she be Zeicha Lachirim if she's actually being Zeicha for herself, and even Shmuel agrees that Ktana has the ability to be Kleina for herself. And the Rishayim all deal with this problem, and Tesh Rush points out that the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Holochem Mois Halalu, and therefore in Chanami she is being koinin mois for herself, but since the only reason why the master gave her this money is on condition that she is poida the maisa sheni for the master, therefore it's considered like she's being zeich lacherim, and therefore it's a raya against Shmuel. And the Gemara answers, hachem mayaskinan b'maisa bizmanazed rabbanon, that the case of the Mishnah mesechtas maisa sheni is talking about maisa sheni bizmanazed, which is only rabbanon, and since it's only a dindra rabbanon, therefore the rabbanon were mekel, and they said that this amavriya could be koinin the money from her Adon. However, Shmuel was discussing a case to the Raisa, and therefore he said, Ektana has no ability to be Zeicha Lachirim. And the Gemara now asks, V'amavriya bizmanazeh mi'ikah, how can you explain that the Mishnah in Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni is talking about Ma'aseh bizmanazeh if nowadays there's no din of Amavriya? V'atanya, as we learned to the Raisa, Ein Eved Ivri Noig El Bizman She Yovel Noig, the din of Eved Ivri and the din of Amavriya is only Noig at a time that Yovel is Noig. And Rashi brings, based on the pasuk that states, V'ishal Mishpachta Teshuvo, and Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin brings from the pasuk of Achnas Yovel Yavi Nimach, and therefore, since it's impossible to have an Amavriya nowadays, therefore you can't explain that the Mishnah Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni is discussing a case of Ma'aseh Sheni bizmanazeh. And the Gemara therefore answers, Ela Ba'aseh Sheni Nakav Drabanan, in the Chanami we're talking about Ma'aseh during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and it was actually a din d'oraisa to bring Ma'aseh Sheni. However, we're talking about a specific case of a flower pot that did not have any perforations, and therefore the only reason why you have to give Ma'aseh Sheni from such produce is only on Drabanadik level. And that is why the Rabbanu were Mekel, and they said that even a Ktana has the ability to be Zeicha Lachirim and acquire the money from her master, and therefore it's possible to be a Marimen on Ma'aseh Sheni Rabbanon. And even though early on the Amud we said that Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in D'Oraisa Tikkun, so the Mefarshim explained that the case of Atzei Sheni Nakav is considered Musal Lesla Ikkum and Atera, and therefore the din of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ka'in D'Oraisa Tikkun is not applicable. And Lachari, even according to Havmina Gemara and the first Teretz Gemara that the Gemara wanted to say, we're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni Bizmanazel, which is Rabbanon, and L'chayra, since the Gemara did not ask, that called the Tikkun Rabbanon can't derisa Tikkun, so therefore we see that the Gemara felt that Maisa Sheni Bizmanazel is considered Milsa Lesla Ikmanatera, and therefore, once again, the cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanon can't derisa Tikkun doesn't apply. However, Ayin and Pre Yeshua, who hold that the cloud of called Tikkun Rabbanon can't derisa Tikkun, does apply to Maisa Sheni Bizmanazel, and Ayin Shum, how he understands our Gemara. And the Mefarshim also discussed that why the Gemara have to answer that we're talking about Atashay Nakov, if L'chayra, the Gemara could have given a simple teretz and said we're talking about Maisi Rakis, which is only Rabbanon, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava teaches us, Gil Midas Bekatan, there are three different levels and different stages by a katan. Number one, Sarav Zarkai, if you give him a rack and he throws away, and Egas Vinaglai, and if you give him a knot, he takes it and keeps it, Zaycha La'atzmai Be'in Zaycha L'chayim. At that point, as Rab Ami stated, that he'll be Zaycha for himself, but he can't be Zaycha L'chayim. And once a katan or a katana has that type of level of knowledge, therefore, Chenegdim B'Katana Miskadesh Shlemiyan, if a katana doesn't have a father and is a Yisayma, and as we know, her brother or her mother could be Mekadeshah, and even the Tana herself could accept Kedushin for herself. However, that is only if she reached this age where she has enough Das to be able to distinguish between Zor V'Zorka and Egez V'Neitlai. And as Rashi points out, at that point, Chashav Lo Yadas Lishma Kedusha, at that point it's considered that she knows how to watch and guard her Kedushin, Miskadesh B'Kedusha Ima Echel Udaita, Oy B'Kal Bel's Atzma Oy Misaymi. Since her Kedushin at that point will be a valid Kedushin, therefore, if she wants to go out, she can't just walk away from this marriage, but that she has to do Mian, and she can't go out of this marriage without Mian. However, if she is younger than that age, then the Kedushin would not even be valid on the Rabbanon Dika level, and as Rashi brings from Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, Kalti Neike She'ini Yichay Lishma Kedusha, Ein Tzrich L'Maran, V'zu Yadas Lishmahi, but this Katana is considered Yadas Lishma Kedusha. And Rava continues with the next level, HaPu'utais, those children that are considered Pu'utais, Mecha Mecha Chomem Karim Emka B'Metatlin, then all the transactions would be valid by Metatlin. And Rashi, of course, brings down the Mishnah in Parakani Zokin and Dafnun Tesim Nav that stated the Mekel Mekach Pimetaltin, Ubashinin, Kibashis, Kibatami, and Pu'utais are defined as those children who are 6 or 8 years old. However, it's a bit sarbia why Rashi says this if we saw the Gemara in Parakani Zokin, which stated the Mechfer Rebhut Rabitzuk Bre, Kibashis, Kibashav, Rav Kana Ama, Kibashav, Kibatimni, Pimasisa Tana, Kibatesha, Kibatesa, Veloy Pligi, Kolchad, Vichad, Vichurfe, and therefore we see the range is not 6 and 8, the range is actually 6 to 10. And the Tesis written, our Gemara brings down this range. And Rava continues that once a child is at that level of being a putais, chenegdim b'ktana, the same would apply to a young girl that's in the level of putais, miskeresha b'kedusha avia, that even if her father was mekadeshah and his kedushin deraisa, now her father dies and she's still a ktana, she has the ability to accept her get. And as Rashi says, at this point, it's mishalcha v'ein chazeres kreinaba, she's considered that she'll be able to be sent away and she won't return. And therefore, miskeresha b'kalbel's atzma, afilu kibba avia kedushin umeis, v'afapish kedushin. And even though her kedushin was a valid kedushin midiraisa, Ayin Teis Ridu is v'kasha lo mishina rav as man miskadeshal slamin as man miskareshes b'kedusha avia v'aloi b'shneim shininu loshin echad l'chayr b'negeya both. The Gemara used similar loshin, and as we saw in the Mishnah Daf Samav Dalam Abayis, the Mishnah stated v'kol she'in yichel lishbez gita ein yichel liskarish, and the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos on Daf Kuzayin Abayis states a similar loshin kol tineke she'in yichel lishbez kedusha ein etzrich l'mayin. And Ayin Teis Ridu actually has a different gear in our Gemara. And based on that Gersa, he explains our Gemara. And then on Amud Beis, the Tais continues based on our Gersa of our Gemara, Ayin Shum. And Rava continues with the third level, Hagia Loinis Nadarim. Once a Katan reaches the time frame where he can make the Nadarim, and that is considered Muflas Samach L'Ish, which is a year before he becomes a Gadol, or the year before a Katana becomes a Gadola, the Drain Neda, Vectation Hegdish. Then if they make a Neda, it's valid. And if they make something Hegdish, it would also be valid. And B'negei Katana, the Din is at this point, she could be Chiletzes on the Raisadika level. And Rashi explains, B'negei a boy, if he's 12 years and a day old, then he can make the Nedarim. And a girl, once she's 11 years old and one day, can make the Nedarim. And Rashi adds in one caveat that the only way her Neda would be a Neda or Hagdish would be valid is only if Miyada Loima L'Shem Mi Nadra and L'Shem Mi Yigdisha. And Rashi explains, and Rav explains, that at that point she'll be able to Chaletzes. It doesn't mean that once she's 11 years old and one day, she'd be able to do Chalitza as a Ktana, but it means if she's 11 years old and one day, and she has Simanim, so at that point, we don't consider her simanim to be a shuma, and therefore, we consider her a full-fledged gedola. That's why the Yavim could do chalitzata. And Rashi says, I'll create him as manazer, but if she would actually have simanim prior to being 11 years old and a day, tani, she would still be a ktana, ve'in simanim, ve'in chaletzes, as we consider a shuma. And even though yibum can be done to a ktana, however, chalitza must be done to a gedola, as the pasuk says, ish, umakshinan, ishal ish, and therefore, the woman has to be a gedola at the point of chalitza, just like a man. Finally, Rav Rabbah continues and says, "V'limka b'nichse aviv ad she ben esrim," that even though once a katan becomes a gadol, he could go and transact, and even while he's a katan, he has an ability to do some transactions. However, in order to go sell property that your father leaves over to you as inheritance, and you didn't pay for, and you didn't actually do anything in toil in order to earn that money, in order to earn that kaka, therefore, the Rabbanan said, you can't go and sell it until you're 20, and until you have enough das, that you'll be able to sell for the proper price and for the proper reasons. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Ketana Shomer Skabali Giti, ain't a get at Shigia Get Liyada, as a Ketana cannot appoint a Shliach, therefore, even if she makes a person a Shliach Kabbalah, so then that Shliach is not her Shliach Kabbalah, and if he goes and he actually receives the get from her husband, so then her husband knows that the Ketana has the no right to appoint him as a Shliach, and when he gives the get to this man, he actually is appointing him as his Shliach Leilacha, and therefore, if the Shliach now brings the get to the Ketana, then the Ketana would be divorced. As the Gemara explained in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that even though the husband never said you should be my shliach leilacha, however, minon kivin shenasan inam legasha meim amet tegarish kolich nemegasha, the husband was saying that I want to divorce her in any way that is possible for me to be able to effectuate this get, and therefore the Mishnah continues lefikach, and therefore since this shliach is a shliach leilacha, in mrtza balachse yachse, if the husband wants to be chayza prior to the shliach delivering the get to this tana, he could be chayza she'en katan is a shliach, as we explained, because the katan, or in this case the tana, could not make the shliach into a shliach lekabbalah. And the Mishnah continues, however, if the father Tana says to a shliach, go and accept for my daughter her get, then once the shliach receives the get, then neither the father or the husband can be chayza. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven says to a shliach, I want you to deliver this get to my wife in a specific space, and instead he delivers to the tar in a different city, puzzle that get would be puzzle. And Rashi explains, that actually the husband had a kpeda that he wanted specifically the get to be delivered in a specific town, as by giving this get there would be some embarrassment to the husband, and therefore the husband had a kpeda that he only wanted the embarrassment to happen in that specific town. However, in Ayin Tesis Rid on Daf Samach Hayom Beis, who states Pirish that a kpeda ki uchofitz lov zoysa ba isa makim the kivin shishina daita batul shlichusai, that the husband actually intended for his wife to be embarrassed in that city, and therefore he didn't want the shliach to deliver the get in a different city, and the shliach goes against the wishes of the mishaleach, therefore his shliach is his bottle and the get is not valid. The Mishnah continues, harei b'makom pleni, if the husband tells the shliach that she is in a specific city, v'nasla b'makom acher, and then the shliach finds her in a different city and he gives it again in a different city, kosher, in that case he was just telling the shliach, you should know that my wife should be in that city, and he was telling him where to find her, but he wasn't saying that I specifically need you to give the get to her in that city. And the Mishnah continues, ha'isha sh'amr eskabali gita b'makom pleni, if a woman says to a shliach, I want to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and I want you to pick up my get for me from my husband in a specific city, then once again the Tanakhama says, if the shliach l'kabbalah goes and picks up the get for her in a different city, puzzle, then his shliach is his bottle, and therefore the get will be puzzle. However, Rabbi Elazar Machshe, in this case, Rabbi Elazar said it is kasha, and the Gemara will ask, what is the difference between this case where Rabbi Elazar argues on Tanakhama, and the first case where Rabbi Elazar does not argue on Tanakhama? And as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will answer that since a woman is divorced by kacha, therefore it's impossible to know exactly how she's going to get her get and where her husband's going to deliver the get, and therefore even when she says Lashon that is Kabbali Gidra Makam Pleni, it's Marle Makamu, it's really just telling him that that's where my husband should be, but it's not really Hakbada. And the Mishnah continues, Havali Gidra Makam Pleni, if Rachel tells her shliach, bring my get for me from this place, Vavilo Makam Acha, and instead the shliach goes and finds a husband in a different city and he brings the get to her, so then the din is that get will be kosher. And the reason is because in this case she didn't make him a shliach Kabbalah, if anything she made him a shliach lahava, which is similar to a case of shliach lailacha, except as we said from the Rambam that a woman has the ability to make a shliach to bring her a get, and the get would not be chal until she actually receives the get. Therefore in this case it's irrelevant as to where the husband delivered the actual get to the shliach, as the main point and when the actual get will be chal is when she actually receives the get and she accepts it, and since she ultimately accepted the get, therefore this would be a valid get. And according to other Rishonim that explain that a woman doesn't have a right to make a shliach lahava, then this is even clearer, because over here she actually said, go to my husband, pick up the get, and he will actually make you into a shliach lailacha. Therefore, certainly, once the shliach comes and delivers the get to Rachel, certainly she'll be divorced. And the second of the wide lines on the Tais Rid on Samach Hayom Beis, the Tais Rid actually states this exact point, and he says, Pirish the shliach lailacha balka avidle, that since the shliach is a shliach lailacha, and the husband ultimately made him into a shliach, v'loi isha, v'hilkach afagad kamra, im b'kach klum, she'in de shlichusa, el shlichus abal, even though that she made this tonight, Tanai, that doesn't make a difference, and loy ma'ir loy ma'ir, because this person is not a shliach, and he is the shliach loy locha of her husband. And the Gemara begins, Rabbi Leza, ma'ishna reisha loy polig, ma'ishna sefer to polig. According to Rabbi Leza, why is it that in the reisha where we had the case of ha'imah, 10 getzela ishti, v'makam pliny, v'naslam v'makam achar, that the Tanakam said it's possible, and Rabbi Leza was not chaylik, and then the sefer where we had the case of a woman that said, hiskabali gita v'makam pliny, v'kibbal v'makam achar, it's possible, and Rabbi Leza argued in Tanakam, and he said in that case, the get would be kosher. And the Gemara answers, as we explained, iu de midaita migarish kapid, that a husband who has to give a get midaitoi, therefore he has the ability to be makpid and say, I specifically only want to give this get in a specific space. However, iu de bal kocha misgarishes, however, a woman who receives her get bal kocha, mar makamiloi, it must be that she was only telling a shliach that you should know my husband should be in this spot, but it doesn't mean that I dafka want to receive the get only in this place. And as Rashi explains, aval iu de bal kocha migasha, but since a woman will be divorced bal kocha, so when she appoints a shliach, how does she know that her husband will be happy to give the get to the shliach in this specific city? And therefore it must be that she was just giving him a location and she told her shliach that you should find my husband in this city. And we continue with the new Mishnah. If there's an Ishis Kayin who has a right to eat truma until she's divorced and she tells a person, bring me my get, and either, as the Rambam learns, the shliach will be a shliach lava, or she is telling him, go to my husband and he'll appoint you as a shliach. Since the only time that she's considered divorced is when she actually receives the get and is delivered to her hands, therefore she'll be able to eat chuma up until that point. However, if she tells the shliach, go and accept the get from me, from my husband, then we have to be chayshish that maybe the moment after he left her house, he actually met up with her husband, and at that point he was able to receive the get, and therefore she's mugureshes and she's no longer an eishes kayin, and if she didn't have any children from this man, she will no longer be able to eat chuma, and that's why immediately should be asked to eat chuma. However, if Rachel says to a shliach, I want you to be a shliach kabal for me, and I want you to accept my get in a specific city, then she would still be able to eat chuma until the get reaches that city. And as we'll see in the Gemara, it's clear that the Gemara understands this case in the Mishnah, that Rachel actually said to the shliach, you should be my shliach kabbalah to accept a get for me in a specific city, and some actually add in the words, and the shliach went and accepted her get for her in a different city. So then the din is that she could eat chuma until such time that the shliach goes and continues to travel to that city that she mentioned when she told him to be a shliach kabbalah. And of course this is meduyik in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states and Rabbi Lezo isa miyad. However, Rabbi Lezo says in this case, even though she said that's mar makam ulay, and therefore we have to be chayshish that the moment that the shliach left from in front of her, he met up with the husband, he received the get, and therefore she's megureshes and she's asa to eat chuma, and therefore she's asa to chuma immediately. And our Gemara begins, we just explained that the last case of the Mishnah of Iskabali Gitir Makan Plaini was where Rachel said to the shliach, I want you to be my shliach kabbalah and accept the get for me in a specific spot, and the kibbal makam acha, and the shliach actually accepted the get in a different city. And Tanakama stated, Echelz b'chuma at shigia get lo isim makam, and therefore it's clear that Tanakama holds that this get would be valid once the shliach reaches that city. And the Gemara is, v'gitim ahava l'chira, how could it be? And in this case they're saying that this get would be valid, but Amrit Reisha lo yaviget. But Rabbanan the Reisha said that if Isha Shomer is Kabbalah Gita Makam Plaini, the Kibbalah B'Makam Acher, then the get is puzzle. The Rabbanan hold that even a woman is makbid as to where she receives her get. Because of this question, the Gemara now explains the Mishnah differently, and the Gemara says, Lay Tzricha, the Amr Lay, that the woman said to the Shliach, His Kabbalah Gita B'Masa Mechasya, I want you to go and accept for me my get in Masa Mechasya, Vizim the Mishkasa Lay B'Bubble, and you should know that sometimes you might find my husband in the city called Bubble. And this is what she said to a shliach kabbalah, Mishkal kolich l'mishkas le'shaklimidei, that if you find my husband any place you find him, that is fine, and you could accept a get from him in any town. And we continue on Daf Samachim Beis Gita lo'yhavei ad matnas masam mechasya. However, the get should not be chal until you reach the town of masam mechasya. And therefore, since she said this lashon that zimnu l'mishkas le'bavol, so it shows that she wasn't makbid as to where the shliach receives the get. And as long as at some point he reaches the town of masam mechasya, her get will take effect. And that's why the Mishnah stated that once she reaches Masa Mechasya, then the get is effective, and therefore she would no longer be able to eat Truma from that point and onward. And the Mefarshim are bothered that we always need a Nesina from the hand of the husband to the hand of the wife, or from the hand of the Shliach of the husband to the hand of the Shliach of the wife. And L'chir, since at the point that the husband gave the get to the Shliach of Kabbalah, at that point he wasn't able to effectuate the get for this woman, as he wasn't considered Shliach of Kabbalah yet until he reached Masa Mechasya. L'chir, how could this get be valid if there's no nesina yada bal yada isha. And Taz points out you can't say the husband made the shliach into shliach lelacha until he got to masa mechasya, and at that point he'll become the shliach for the wife to be a shliach kabbalah. If we learned to the gemara beforehand that doesn't work because lechazu shliach is etzal abal. And Taz brings two terutzim. The first teretz is a bit of a dachuk into the words of the gemara, and we'll see both of them quickly. That the husband said to the shliach, you should be my shliach lelacha until you reach masa mechasya. When you get to masa mechasya, shavi shliach lelacha v'kabli, you should appoint another shliach lelacha on my behalf, and then you should be mekabel the get from that shliach. Inami, Taisa said, mi bavu bav mechasya have a call shliach lekabala. Inami, that this shliach is considered shliach lekabala even from bavel. V'havi ka'im leisha harezi gitach related skashi boy ad la'achalam and yoyim. And it's as if there's a tnai in this get, and he's telling the wife that here's your get, you could accept it right now, but you should know that it won't be effective until 30 days from now. And of course, over there, it's not a chasar and a sina, and therefore over here also, since the Baal actually gave the get to the shliach, and he had a shem of a shliach kabbalah, that is also considered a valid nesina from the hand of the husband to the hand of the wife. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Issa Miyad, that Rabbi Elazar asks in this case, where a woman said, "Iskabali gita b'makim pleni," and he went and accepted in a different spot, then the chalas b'chuma actually get lo isamakim, and then the Tanakam held that she could eat chuma until the shliach reaches masa mechasya. Rabbi Elazar says she's also to eat chuma immediately, and the Gemara asks pshita da mar makim uloi bishleim. According to Tanakam, there's actually a chiddush over here that even though in the previous mishnah we said that in this type of scenario it would not be a valid get because she was actually makbid as to where the shliach received the get. However, as the Gemara explained, we're talking about a case where she said that you should be makabel the get in masa mechasya b'zimn mishkach. And therefore, there's an added chiddush to the Mishnah. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara is, and Lachir, since he already taught us in the previous Mishnah that the Isha Sha'amr is Kabbal Gita B'makam Plaini V'kibbal B'makam Acha, that Rabbi Elazar says the get would be kosher immediately, so of course she's going to be Asati Chuma immediately. And what's the added chiddush of Rabbi Elazar in this Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Le Tzricha, the Amr Le, Zilla Mizrach, the Isra Mizrach, that the case was where Rachel said to the Shliach, you should go towards the east because I know that he just went and left the city and he traveled towards the east. The Ka'az Lamayrib and Lamayrib. So the shliach kabbalah went towards his west. So maybe we would say that this woman doesn't have to worry and she could still eat chumah because certainly the husband is not in the west, as she just saw that he left towards the east. And kamash won. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar teaches us that even though it's true that he may have went and he left the city towards the east, however, possibly immediately upon leaving the city, he actually diverted himself and he traveled around the city, and now he's traveling towards the west. And when the shliach leaves the city, he'll actually bump into the husband, and he'll be able to receive the get immediately upon exiting the city. And therefore, b'negeya truma deraiso, we have to be makbid. And once the shliach leaves the town, she can no longer eat truma. And Rashi states simply, megas goyas be pekeyabai. And the Tais Rosh says the following, klema chashin and shema ova bal mena mizrach lemayer b'idach kisa derech hekif upagabai v'achi isu b'shalmi my time in Rabaza oimani shachru ha'delos matzai ayin sham. And the Gemara continues that just like we had a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabaleza, if a person makes a shliach and he actually specifies certain details, if we say that the person was makbid on that detail, or if we could say that he wasn't makbid on the detail and maru makamulai, so Agamar continues to discuss a similar case. If Ruven says to Shliach, that I want you to make an ear of Tchumim for me, and I want you to take some of my dates and place it 2,000 amos from outside of the city, and this way I'll be able to walk an extra 2,000 amos on Shabbos, and Shimon goes and makes an ear for Ruven, but he uses dried figs instead, or begregris for ear of Tchumim, or if he tells him to use dried figs and instead he uses dates. So Tani Chod, we have one brice that states Eruve Erev, that this Erev would be fine. But Tani Idech, and one says Ein Eruve Erev, that this Erev is not valid. And the Gemara is bothered that Lachir is a stira in the brices. And Amar Rabbi explains like Kasha, Harabon and Harbeleza, that the difference between the brice is that the first brice is going according to Shita Rabbeleza, and therefore Eruve Erev because Maru Makamulai, and he wasn't Makbid if the Shliach actually uses Gregorius or Tamarim. However, according to Tana Kama, who holds that a person is Makbid, since the Shliach did not follow all of the instructions of Ruvain, therefore the shlich is his bottle and the Erev is not valid. And as Rabbi continues and explains, Harabon da Amri Kpeda, Harabeleza da Amri Maru Makabulai, and Rashi explains a bit further, Harabon da Amri Lael Gabi Dida, Afagab da Loi Bidida Talia, that even though a get is not totally in her, Vle Ichbisla, and there's no real difference to her, Amrina, Kol Mai da Amri Nish Lashlucha, Ishani Lav Shluchu, and any instructions that are given by the Mashalech to the Shliach, if the Shliach changes those directions and instructions, then it's not considered a Shliach. Hachinami in Ruva Erev, and therefore over here also the Erev is not Erev. However, Beleza holds that Mara Makamulai, and Rashi says this is only B'mi Delek Pseida, in something where there's no reason to be Makbid and there's no loss. and therefore it can't be that Mishlech was makbid on such a tnai, and he was just telling him one way that he can make the Erev, but in a Khanami, if you made an Erev using a different type of fruit, that would be fine as well. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef Amar and Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabba, and he says, Hav HaRabbanan, really both brises could be going lahalacha and could be going like the Rabbanan, and Kam B'Shaloi, Kam B'Shal Chaveri, and even though B'negeya get Isha, the Rabbanan stated that she's makbid, and therefore she wants him to follow her instructions completely, that's because we could say that there is a Pseid over there, as it could be that Rachel only wanted to be divorced in a specific town, as in other places she would be more embarrassed. However, B'negeya, the difference of Gregory's and Tamarim, there is no real difference to the owner, and therefore he really doesn't care, and there's no Akpada, and that's why, even though the Shliach changed his directions, the first Brisa states a Ruvei Erev. However, when the Brisa states ain't a Ruvei Erev, that's referring to a case where Ruvein said that I got permission from my friend Levi to take his dates and make an Erev, and then the Shliach went and took the dried figs of Levi, and certainly in this case, it was a Kpeda, and as Rashi says, the Hachavadik Kpeda would have been Gregus to Chavri, Lesley Rishusa, as Ruvein didn't have Rishus to take the dried figs of Levi. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Belhoda Tanya, Lemaisa, there's a problem with your pshat, as we have the following brisa that states, Ha'im Lishnuchai, if Ruvein says to his Shliach Shimon, Arevli B'Migdal, go and make an ear for me in a tower, and the Shliach did not follow the instruction of Ruvein, V'Irvlei B'Shevich, and instead he placed the food into a bird coop. Or similarly, if Ruvein told Shimon to be a Shliach and to take his ear and place it in a Shevich, V'Irvlei B'Migdal, and instead Shimon went against the directions of Ruvein and he placed the ear in a tower, the Tanya Chadda, that we have a brisa over there which states, a Ruvein ear, the ear would be fine. The Tanya Idach, we have another brisa that states, in a Ruvein ear, that it's not considered a valid ear. And Bishlema, according to Rabba, we could say that Harabanan, Harabaleza, where the brisa states, a Ruvein ear, that's going like Rabaleza, that's Mar Makamulai, and the brisa that states that in a Ruvein ear is going like Rabbanan, that is a Kapeda. However, according to you, that is really no Akpada when someone changes from Migdal to a Shevich or a Shevich to Migdal, as there's no loss to the Bailim, and there's no reason why he should be Makbid. And the only reason by Arav Libet Tamar of Eiv Leib Gregoris that you said that it's not a valid Erev was because it was talking about the Paris of his friend. That works over there where you could explain it's talking about someone else's Paris. However, Hassan Maisha Leib Shalchavera Ika, in the case of Migdal and Shevich, what would be the difference if it's your Shevich or your Migdal or if it's your friend's? And as Rashi explains, we can understand that maybe someone's friend would say that you're allowed to take my Tamarim in order to make an Erev, but you can't take from my dried figs. But Zak Rashi, Mi Makbid Ahu Chavre, I Manach Leib Bahai, Oi Bahai. Why would your friend care if you place your ear in his migdal or in his shevich? And Rabbi Yosef answers, Hasan Nami, it could pair the migdal or pair the shevich. When the Brisa stated that the case was is not telling us that he said, here's my food and go and place it into a tower or into a shevich. And the case of the Brisa was where Reuven said to the shliach, go and make for me an ear from the pirus that you'll find in a tower or in a shevich. The shliach didn't follow his directions. So if the pirus were Reuven's, so therefore there's no problem and it's only Mara Makamulai, and therefore the Erev would be valid. And when the Brisa states, Eni Ruve Erev, it's because those pears that were found in the Migdal or in the Shevich belonged to Reuven's friend Levi, and Levi gave him permission to take the pears in the Migdal and not the pears in the Shevich, and therefore the Erev would not be valid. As of course, in that case, we say Reuven was Makbid, and he actually gave specific instructions to the Shliach. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's just point out that a get in the Torah is called a Sefer Krisis, and it's not referred to as a get. And as we said on that Bezim and Aleph, the generic term get could refer to a get isha and to a sefer krisis, or it can refer to a shtar chayiv or any other type of document. And in addition, one of the lines that is written in a standard get is v'dein dihevi lichiminoi sefer tirichin v'yiger shvukin. And based on these ideas, let's begin our mishnah. Ha'im ekisvu get utula ishti. If Reuven says to two people, I want you to write a get for me, I want you to give it to my wife, or he tells them gashu, I want you to divorce my wife, or kisvu geres utula, I want you to write her in a geres and give it to her. Harei ilu yichtu v'yitnu. All these Lashonis are standard Lashonis that are used by people nowadays as a Lashon of Get, and therefore it would be a valid Tzivui to go and write a Get and give it to his wife. And we don't say that maybe he meant to say that I want you to give her a Shtar Chayiv. And as Rashi says, Lashon Bnei Adam Hu, and the Tosafot says, Halech Acha Lashon Bnei Adam, and Kvar Chsiku by Likris L'Sefer Krisis Isha a Get, and Gashu Nami Kvar Nogu Likris Gerishin, that nowadays people call a Get a Gerishin, Kisvu Gerisutula. Rashi says, Gamzel Lashon Aget, Shekaisin Boy, Vidin Yahav Lichay Minoi, Sefer Tzivui. And therefore we see the Lashon Yigeres is referring to a get. However, the Mishnah continues, if Reuven says to the two Edim and to the two Shluchim, Patru, Panasu, Asulu, Kanimas, Asulu, Karai, Loya, Maklum, then these cases, if these Edim would go and write a get and give it to his wife, that get would not be valid and would be null and void. And Rashi explains, Patru, Loya, Maklum, to deal with Lashon Pata V'chayva, L'hakam well, that maybe she had certain debts, and he was saying, go and ease the burden on her and take away those debts by paying them off. Similarly, Rashi explains the Lashon Panasua means a Lashon of Asiyas Shecheu is a Lashon to fulfill someone's needs. We are not sure if the husband meant to say, I want to fulfill her needs, and I want to make sure she has a get in order that she should not be Zakuk Liyibim, or if he was telling them to take care of her needs and make sure she has enough clothing. And similarly, when he said Kanimus, Rashi says, Kechayik Layadin, we're not sure, Ichak get, Ichak Mazun Ksus, Vichin Karai, and the same is when he said, that I want you to do for her Karai. And of course, in all these cases, the woman can't go and claim the other side. So for example, in the case where the husband said to the Shluchim, Patrul, and even though there is a side that what he meant to say is not to give her a get, but to take care of all of her Chayvais and to make sure that she isn't in debt. However, certainly if this woman would come to the husband and say, that Mamanashach, either this get should be valid or you should take care of my debts. So and of course he wouldn't have to take care of our debts. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, which will bring three other Lashonis, which are valid Lashonis for a get. Tanabanan, Shalchu, Shafku, Tarchu, Harei, Lichtu, Vitnu. In all these cases, these are valid Lashonis of a get. And Rashi explains, because Lashon Shalchu comes from the Lashon of Pasuk of the Shilchun Beisai, and the Shafku comes from the Lashon of the Ger Shvukin, and the Lashon Teruchin comes from the Lashon that we mentioned before, that Vedain Dehavlichiminai, Sefer Teruchin. The Braisa continues and repeats what we said in the Mishnah. However, Patru, Panasu, Aslo Kanimus, Aslo Karai, Loya Maklum, since these Lashonis are not clear as to what they mean, therefore, even if they would write a get and give it to this woman, it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Tani, we learned to Braisa, Rab Nasan im Patru, Devar Kayamim, Pitrua, Loya Maklum, that if Reuven says Lashon Patrua is a Lashon of Tzava, I want you to go and make sure she has a get, and you pater her from me, and therefore it would be a valid get. However, if Reuven used Lashon Pitrua, so then, as Rashi says, a Lashon Patr V'chayva, and therefore it's unclear as to what Reuven meant, and therefore the get would not be valid. And even in Rashi's first pshat, we actually learned just the opposite, that when you said Pitru Dvar Kayamin, and Rashi says that comes from Lashon of get Piturin. Now, of course, this Braisa of Reb Nosson seems to be against our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Patru Panasu, Asla Kanimus, Asla Karai, Loya Maklum, and Reb Nosson just stated that Patru is Dvar Kayamin. So Amarav, Rav explains, Reb Nosson the Bavlow, since Reb Nosson was in Bavlo, Daik ben Patru Patru, therefore he makes a chil between the Lashon Patrua and Patrua, as the Lashon Patrua was used in Bavel as a Lashon in a get, and therefore that was the Lashon Bnei Adam in Bavel, and that's why the get would be valid. However, Tani Dan Debar Eretz Yisraelu Loi Daik, our Tana who lived in Eretz Yisrael, as the Mishnayos were written in Eretz Yisrael, and the Lashon Patrua was not written in the get in Eretz Yisrael, as it does not mean the same thing as it means in Aramaic. Therefore, as Rashi says, V'chol Sipur Lashon Ivri, since their sole language was Lashon Ivri, Loi Daik Ben Patrua Ben Patrua, therefore he wasn't able to mimchal between the word Patrua and Patrua, V'lav L'get Piturin Chavin, and it can't be that he was Mechav V'get Piturin, the Piturin Lashon Arami who Tagim Shel Shiluach, the Lashon Piturin was only a valid Lashon B'negei Get, as Tagim translates the word Shiluach as Piturin. And Rashi explains, B'negei B'nei Bavel, Daik Ben Patrua L'Patrua, Shem Misapin Pa'amim B'Lashon Arami and Pa'amim B'Lashon Ivri, since they were bilingual, therefore Hilke Ke'am Patrua Lashon Get Piturin U'Shehidgish V'Sipa B'Lashon Arami, V'Ke'am Patrua Sipa Lashon Ivri, V'Am Lashon Pata V'Chayva. And the Gemara continues that we will read the Gemara until the Mishnah, and then we'll explain it further. Ibailu, we have the following shaylis. Haitziu mau, let's say the husband said to the shluchim, I want you to take her out. Or asvu mau, or hatiru mau, hanichu mau, haylila mau, and finally asu lo kadas mau. And the Gemara states, pshayt miyachada, let's be pashy at least one shayla, the Tanya, as we have a brice that states mefurish, asu lo kadas, asu lo kanimus, asu lo karay, loy maklum. And therefore, clearly we see that if Reuven says to shluchim, asu lo kadas, that is not a valid get. And Rashi explains, when he said the lashon of Haitziu, the reason why we have a shayla is maybe he's actually saying a lashon of pasuk that states v'yasim beisai. What do we say? Lavdin de shugradu like sivaitziyam beisai. It doesn't say a lashon that she should be removed from his house. Al v'yatzahi me'atzmai that she should leave the house. And therefore, the lashon of itziyu is not a proper lashon for a get. And similarly, Rashi says azvu is a lashon of iger shvukenu, and therefore it should be a valid get. Oidumo. What do we say? Kivin de lav lashon aziva kasfinam beget lav lishnegitu. That l'maisa this word is not found directly in the get, even though lashon of shivuken means the same thing as Azvul, still it's not used by Bnei Adam as referring to a get, and therefore we will not say that's clear that Reuven wanted these two people to go and write a get for him. Similarly, Rashi says that Tiru is Lashem Utaris Adam, who maybe it is a get. What do we say? It's a Lashem Ataris Adarim, or a Taris Chagura, they want to be Matahaneda, or it's a Lashem to loosen and remove a belt, and since we can't be certain as to what her husband meant, therefore they can't write a get, and if they do so, it would be null and void, and we will stop over here.